Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
We record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. We're glad you're with us today, Bob Getty and Graham Crawford. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Got a great show for you today. Our good friend Jack Duggan, Sports Information Director at Southern Miss, going to join us. Adam Witten, the play-by-play voice of App State, and former Southern Miss baseball star Reed Trimmel, thanks to my man Graham here, is going to be on the show at 1:40. Before we start the show, I do want to say this. I realize this is a sports talk show, and there are some days when it seems a little awkward to be talking about just sports, and I think today is one of those days, with it being 9/11 and then the terrible tragedy that all of us witnessed yesterday with Charlie Kirk. So I do want everyone to understand that we recognize those situations. We certainly recognize the anniversary of 9/11 and what a traumatic day that was for everyone in the country, and then the tragedy of yesterday. So having said that, we will move on. Jack Duggan is the Sports Information Director at Southern Miss. We're happy to say a good friend of all of ours. And Jack, welcome back, man. It's always fun to have you on the Eagle Hour.
Well, I appreciate it, Bob, and your check cleared, so we're good.
There we go. And, man, we got a guy here you probably know a little bit about that's joined the Eagle Hour, Mr. Graham Crawford.
Graham, it's good to talk to you, my friend.
Everybody listening, I want y'all to know something about Jack Duggan. That guy makes Southern Miss baseball go round. Like, without him, that place is not the same. And he is such a big impact on all those guys. Jack, sorry, I'm kind of blowing you up a little bit. But I know you meant that much to me, and I know you do to all those players. So just for the listeners out there, just they know that there is a lot more that goes on that is unseen and that the players could never do without you and without your team.
That's very nice of you to say. You got me a little choked up. I appreciate that, Graham.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's very nice of you to say.
Well, let me tell you something, Graham. You mean, I think you do know, but let me just tell you this. My buddy here and I share a great love for the baseball program, and we have some good baseball conversations, don't we, Jack?
We do. Yeah. We do. I always enjoy talking baseball.
No, there's no question. All right, Jack, speaking of baseball, big news today, and that is the Wizard of Oz gets a 4-year contract extension. You released that just a couple of hours ago. It was interesting. I was listening to Graham and Reed in my office, Reed Trimmel, and I told them about the breaking news, and both of their reactions were exactly the same. Oh, that's great news. That's great news. It is great news for everybody that loves Southern Miss baseball, Jack.
It really is. And I tell you what, there was only one guy that could have succeeded, Scott Barry, and that was Christian Ostrander. And just what a whale of a job he's done, not only as an assistant and as an associate head coach, but now 2 years as a head coach, and rewarded with basically a 2-year extension, new 4-year contract. He's won 90 games in his first 2 years. 43 his rookie season, won the Sun Belt Championship tournament championship. Went 47-16 last spring. Took us again to another NCAA regional final. We got to host for the fourth time in our school history. I could just go on and on and on, but regarded as one of the top pitching coaches in the country, and he is just not only a credit to him, but also the staff that he's assembled. I mean, Travis Creel, who I got to be honest, Bob, he's one of my favorite, if not my favorite, all-time Golden Eagle baseball player.
No, I don't.
Ladd Rhodes is up there. Ben Brewer, and now Gunnar Leger, who's joined the staff. And yeah, I tell you what, man, we couldn't ask for a better staff. And it's so much fun to go around there and talk baseball with those guys. And I know that 2026 is probably going to be a lot more than what we saw in 2025. So I know our fans are excited about next spring, and rightfully so. And it's we should have a great schedule next spring, and got a great guy to lead us through it.
If you want to go ahead and break that schedule today on the Eagle Hour, you feel free, Jack.
Well, I would, Bob, but I'm contractually obligated not to do that. So I'm sorry. I can tell you that we're playing Oregon State, Purdue, and Baylor in round robin.
There we go.
So there's three. I gave you three, Bob.
Yeah, me and you go round and round about this every year, don't we, Jack?
Yes, we do.
I'm badging you every year about the schedule.
But I will tell you this. I think when you do see it, you're going to enjoy it. I think it's going to be another great schedule.
I'm sure.
Right. I know. I'm excited to see it. Jack, I want to know, from my perspective, how does that come about? When does the opportunity for Southern Miss to go to one of these tournaments like this kind of get brought up? And when do y'all start to put that into place?
Well, I mean, those are conversations. Coach Ostrander, he's the one that puts the schedule together. And they do that 2-3 years in advance. I've already seen versions of the 28 and 29 schedule. So they have an idea of what a really good idea of what they want, because you just can't just one day willy nilly just put something like that together.
Right.
I mean, it takes a lot of planning, and then you've got to work around your conference schedules too. So, which isn't as difficult, because you know that those are going to be your last 10 weekends. End of the baseball season, so you got to figure out what four your first four weekends of who you're going to play, and then also your midweeks. But
Jack, would you tell these guys a little bit?
It takes a while.
I got a question about kind of the RPI and the scheduling.
Okay.
In a sense, how important is it? Because I do know, but how important is it for the non-conference games to be solid opponents, to be opponents that do have that high RPI, because of how much that matters come postseason?
Well, I mean, it is definitely something they look at. There's so many different factors. You know, people that you can get in. You want to get the best opponent that you possibly can, you know, for that certain slotted maybe date or weekend or whatever. And, they do look at that. And they try to get the best RPI teams that they can, but also they want to get teams in that our fans will enjoy watching,
right,
to see as well. So, and sometimes we get teams that may not have necessarily been to the Pete before, or from this part of the country. So that's always nice to see somebody that maybe you haven't played before come in here that has a good RPI, maybe a school from the Midwest or up north, or maybe even out in the West. So it's always good to see new teams come in here to play and give our fans a different taste of how baseball is played in other parts of the country.
Sounds like we may be seeing some of that this spring, Jack.
Well, you might see that. Should be fun. Should be a good schedule.
You're not gonna fall for the bait, are you, Jack?
No, I'm not.
Jack, for the people that don't know, tell them. I know next week, I actually got done talking to Ben Higdon not an hour ago. They start getting really ready next week. Is that right?
Practice. That's right. Practice starts next Friday, and they'll roll through probably. Probably the first week of November, they're going to finish their fall workouts with the Fall World Series. I think it's a best of five series, late there in October. We will make sure that we put out, the exhibition game schedule, the inter-squad game schedule weekly, on our social media channels. So, just look for that. But I can tell you that next Friday, you know, we'll get everything started for the fall.
Is that right? Fall ball starts a week from tomorrow?
I'm excited.
Yep.
I'm excited.
Yep.
Man, that's the best news I've had today, guys.
Friday.
I had no idea about that. All right, Jack, a minute left. I know you're busy. Has everything gone really smooth? Two big home games. You got a third one coming up Saturday. Everything operating smoothly, you think?
I think so. Just need everybody to come out on Saturday. Watch the Golden Eagles. I mean, we've had two really difficult games to host the first 2 weeks with in-state rivals, and now we open up Sun Belt Conference play with App State. Should be a great weekend here at the Rock. It's going to be hot, but should be great weather. We hope everybody can come out and support Charles Huff and his Golden Eagle football squad.
All right, Jack, I know Graham agrees with me. You are the best, man.
Well, I appreciate it. That's very sweet of you guys to say. I mean that sincerely.
Well, we appreciate you a lot, my friend. Look forward to seeing you this weekend.
It's good to hear from you, Jack.
All right, we'll see you. You guys take care.
Yes, sir.
All right now.
The great Jack Duggan. And you had told me that before.
He's awesome. He's on every bus trip, sitting in the front. He is in the fourth seat on the right. Fourth seat on the left if you're walking in on the bus every time.
his seat, huh?
Consistency.
All right. That great interview with our good buddy Jack Duggan, sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit, which would be a great place to call for this weekend's catering. They'll do a great job for your tailgate. Dickie's Barbecue, as we continue our broadcast from the Southern Bank Corps studio. All right. We're going to bring the enemy on next, Adam Witten. He's the play-by-play voice of Appalachian State. Still to come, Reed Trimble, former Southern Miss great that is now knocking at the door of the Baltimore Orioles. And so we're looking forward to both conversations, everybody. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour continues from the Southern Bank Corps studio here in Oak Grove, Mississippi. Eagle Tire West, the sponsor of this segment, brand new business out on Highway 98 West here in Hattiesburg. It's a full-service auto and truck service area with great Goodyear products and other tire products as well. They're located next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985 and best of all managed by former Southern Miss baseball player Matt Warren. Bob Getty along with former Southern Miss baseball player Graham Crawford. I'm surrounded by you guys.
Can't help it. You can't get away from it here in Hattiesburg.
Here in the Southern Bank Corps studio. Football on everybody's mind this weekend, though, and this is a game I think we've all really been looking forward to, Appalachian State. Coming in Saturday night, Adam Witten does the play-by-play for the Mountaineers. We're glad to have him on the radio show. And Adam, I mean, I don't know about where you're at. You can tell us, but here, when all of us analyze the season with this new head coach, we looked at Mississippi State and said, well, that'll be fun having them here, but they're an SEC team. It's going to be very difficult. Then we had another in-state school, Jackson State, good program, but a team that Southern Miss should and did beat pretty handily. And we all pointed to the App State game and said, now this will be a real measuring stick for what Charles Huff has brought here, because it seemed to us that there was a lot of comparables between a school like App State and a school like Southern Miss. How do people in your neck of the woods look at this football game?
Yeah, guys, first of all, thanks for having me on. We're looking forward to the trip. Yeah, I think there's a lot of similarities in the way that our teams look at this game. You know, App State is, like Southern Miss, got a totally different roster, totally different coaching staff. And through the first couple of games, I think things have gone about the way we had hoped they would go. You know, we haven't played a team from the SEC to open the season, but played a team in Charlotte that we're not really sure how good they're going to be this year. We played it in an environment where we were very much had the home field advantage. Played an FCS school at home, and although the game was close, you know, still got the win. So this game is really kind of the test to see, all right, what kind of team do we have here? Because at the end of the day, we want to know how competitive these teams are going to be when it comes to conference play, and you can't find that out until you play a conference game. So I think a lot of our fans are looking at this game in a very similar way.
I think there's a good argument to be made that maybe the best two quarterbacks in the league are going to face each other Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good quarterbacks in this league. You know, Jalen Rayner from Arkansas State's one of the best. You know, if James Madison could settle on one quarterback, maybe they might have an argument. But, I mean, App State saw firsthand last year against Braylon Braxton at Marshall just how good he was. He was kind of a surprise starting quarterback in that game, and nobody knew anything about him. They'd never seen him on tape, and all of a sudden the guy who's listed as the third string quarterback comes up, makes a start, and has an amazing game and then an amazing season. So we know how good he is. We've seen it in person. And you know, AJ Swan for App State, his numbers are great. You know, and he's, you keep in mind, guys, too, that like he's had two touchdowns less than probably what he should have, because twice an App State receiver has had the ball fumbled away or poked away just as they were crossing the goal line. So that's two more touchdowns he probably should have on his in his stat sheet. But yeah, he's looked really good. You can see why he was good enough to be recruited at several different SEC schools and played at two SEC schools. So yeah, the quarterback matchup is very intriguing.
Who are some of the other guys for App State that's going to be fun to watch for fans that are here and then for y'all that travel down?
Yeah, I mean, I think the guy that's probably the most fun to watch on the offensive side is Jaden Barnes. He's going to wear number 15. He's a slot receiver, and he's a transfer from Austin Peay. He's a playmaker. The ball gets in his hands, and he's very tough to corral. He's difficult to cover. He's difficult to get to the ground once he's got the ball in space. They find a lot of different ways to get him the football. And, you know, you can see he's put up really good numbers through the first couple of games. He's caught a touchdown pass in each of the first two games, and he was one of the guys that had the ball knocked away before reaching the goal line in the first game against Charlotte. So he really should have three touchdowns in two games. But I look at him, and then our running back, Rashad DeBinion, is really impressive. He's combines that size and speed dynamic where he's tough to tackle, has great contact balance, as Coach Loggins would say, where, you know, on first contact, you're rarely going to get him down, and he just seems to get even more powerful the more contact he absorbs. So those are two guys. He wears number 7. Keep your eye on those two especially.
Statistically, we looked earlier this week, and App State leads the league in offense after two games. I don't know what you make out of that after two games, but Is offense the strength of this team, you think?
Yeah, I think most people would probably say it's been the defense so far. And the reason I say that is the offense, you look at it and like, man, they put up a lot of yards. But they turn the ball over too much. They've had too many penalties. You know, they haven't scored. They've had two touchdowns taken away because of those fumbles that I referenced earlier. You know, last week they had to settle for less than 30 yard field goals against Lindenwood. So the yards are there, but the points aren't there because of too many turnovers, too many penalties, some drop passes, settling for field goals in the red zone. So, but the defense has been really consistent. The defense is what really allowed something catastrophic to not happen against Lindenwood, where the defense had to make a late stop in the game after Lindenwood recovered an onside kick down by 7. So, you know, the defense had 16 tackles for loss and 8 sacks against Lindenwood. They've been dominant on the line of scrimmage. They're top 10 in the country in rush defense through two games. So this defensive line has probably been the most impressive part of the football team so far.
Adam, do you think when your coaches are looking at this game, I know this sounds crazy, but do they look at film from last year's Southern Miss team, or do they look at Marshall film?
You know, that's a good question. I think it's not just that, but you also kind of have to look at a little bit of Blake Anderson's history as well. We know Blake Anderson from when he was the head coach at Arkansas State, so we've seen him before. So it's some Southern Miss from the first two games of this year. You watch some Marshall from last year. Maybe you study a little bit of Blake Anderson's philosophies on offense. And, you know, you combine those three things, and hopefully you're able to get a pretty good game plan in place. But I think what this coaching staff does as well as anybody so far, and we really saw it in the Charlotte game when you had no tape to go off of for anything, is, you know, what are you going to do when you have to make adjustments throughout the game? You go in with a game plan, what you think is going to happen, and inevitably the plan has to change because of what the other team is doing. And this staff, with all their experience, has been very good and is very capable of making multiple adjustments throughout the game. But, yeah, I think they're scouring all different possibilities based on the background of this current team and where the staff has mm-hmm. come from previously.
When Southern Miss played Mississippi State in the opener, it literally was two new teams playing one another.
Mm-hmm.
State's entire offensive line, quarterback, everything was new. Southern Miss has a ton of new players. How many new players on the App State team?
Yeah, we've got 55. 55 new players on the team. We're in the same boat against Charlotte. Charlotte had a new head coach, Tim Albin, coming over from Ohio. A bunch of new players, new quarterback who transferred in from North Carolina. So we had nothing to go off of in that game other than what we thought would happen just based on their personnel. So App's breaking in a lot of new players. But, you know, the thing that I think got our fan base really excited was how well they played in the opener against Charlotte. And we said it a few times during the broadcast. Like, this didn't look like a team that was breaking in more than 50 players. They've put in a lot of work and a lot of time to really gel. And so we find that this team has had some really good chemistry early in the season despite all the newcomers.
All right, just a minute left. I want to clarify something you told me off air. Both teams, both schools, stadiums are named The Rock. The Rock at Appalachian State is a reference to the rocky terrain of the mountains in the area in which your school exists. Is that correct?
That's my best understanding of it. Okay. I don't want to convey that as fact because it's very, you know, I asked the question to somebody earlier for Southern Miss, you know, where does the origin of the Rock come from? And I couldn't get no one really had a clear answer on that as well. But it's been referred to as the Rock for a long, long time. And that's the best understanding I have. Has to do with kind of the mountain terrain.
All right. So to clarify it, Appalachian State did not rip off the name from Southern Miss.
That is correct. I can confirm that.
If you were to ask me that question, I wouldn't even know where to start.
No, I don't know where I don't know where the Rock came from here either. I have no idea.
That's a great question.
All right, Adam, we can all agree that neither one of us have a clue how the respective stadiums were named The Rock. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say, but we can both agree that it's a great nickname for stadiums.
I agree. Love it.
My friend, thank you for being on our radio show. Appreciate it. Hope you have a great trip down here, and hope everybody's safe and gets here like they should.
Anytime, guys. Appreciate the opportunity.
Adam Whitten, everybody. Play-by-play boy. What did he correct me? Appalachian State?
Appalachian. Now, they actually had a baseball player from Meridian Junior College that went up there and played.
Mm-hmm.
You talking about? I think he had like 26 homers that year.
That right?
Seriously.
Let's just call him App State.
I've never called him anything different.
Reed Trimble next on the Eagle Hour. Stay with us.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. DBAT sponsoring this segment of the program. DBAT on Hardy Street, great place for baseball. and softball training. A great place for home repair, home remodeling, home construction. It's MCS Home Center. It's everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden, all available at MCS in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement center, home improvement, with local folks eager to help you, Highway 98 West. And Forest Health reminds you that it's fun to keep up with your favorite team this time of the year, but the most important player is always you, so get an annual physical and be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. Excited to have this. I'm going to let you introduce this guest, Graham, since you set this up.
Guys, this is Reed Trimble. If y'all remember him, he was during COVID, and then the year after, if I'm not mistaken, he was a center fielder here at Southern Miss.
A dog.
He could play.
He could play.
He could play. He still can play. Reed, tell some of them what you're doing now, man.
Man, first and foremost, just want to thank y'all for having me on. Thank you, Graham, for setting this up.
Heck yeah, man.
But now I'm still playing ball. I'm in AAA Norfolk, playing for the Norfolk Tides with the Baltimore Orioles. Just still playing ball.
And you said you're in Durham, is that right?
Yeah, we're actually in Durham, North Carolina, playing the Durham Bulls right now.
I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I've watched that movie about 10,000 times.
Is that what it's based on?
Yeah.
No, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Bull Durham.
Do they have the bull up there, like a real,
Reed?
Statue of a bull up there, Reed?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They got the bull up there. You know, you hit it. hit a homer in a game. I guess you win a free steak. They got Crash Davis's number retired. You know, as you walk up to the stadium, it's a pretty cool place. You know, I can't tell you how many times I watched this movie with my dad. So it's pretty awesome being able to, you know, see that firsthand and see that in person for sure.
Hey, Reed, I want to get to your experiences now, but I do want to take you back to your career here. 2020, you got kind of like a lot of guys, you kind of got screwed because of COVID. You didn't get to play a lot of games. But you came back in 21, and I think you really kind of set the pace for center field play that we've seen a lot of since you left. But I think you're the guy that really set that pace, and just a tremendous season. And the Oxford Regional, you were absolutely on fire. What do you remember most about your Southern Miss playing days?
Man, I mean, it doesn't even feel like it was that long ago, but it was almost 5 years ago when I first stepped foot on, you know, Southern Miss's campus as a student. What I miss most about it is, you know, being around the boys, being around some of my best friends. You know, I still talk to a bulk of those guys just about every day. What I remember the most is probably just, I guess just the play-in, but also like the before and after stuff, you know, hanging out in the locker room, before and after games, whether we lose or win, you know.
That is what you remember. That is what every player remembers. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, dude. That's where you build those relationships, dude, that you're, like I said, I still talk to all these guys, and I'm, you know, I pray that, you know, I still talk to them for the rest of my life. You know, they're some of my best buds, and I think that's where you build those relationships, and you really get to know somebody through whether it's struggle or whether it's, you know, whether they're doing good or bad. You get to see them, and, like, honestly, like, I grew into a man, you know, around these other guys. Came in as a 18-year-old, and then, you know, I left as a 21-year-old, but that's 2 years of my life that I was truly just around those guys every single day. And I think being in that locker room, man, that I mean, Graham can testify to this. I mean, that Southern Miss locker room is special. The way everybody talks to each other, with each other, you know, being around those guys every day. So
it's a family. It is an actual family. And whenever you put the blood, sweat, tears, as some people like to say, but it honestly is just everything that you do is the same thing that the person next to you is doing too. Mm-hmm. Workouts are never easy. They're never fun. There's long practices are never easy or really fun, but guess what? You're with that guy, and you're with that guy the next day, and then the next day. Whenever you get in trouble, guess what? You're with that same guy.
You know, Reed, that that last regional you played in, I know Rick Cleveland described that to me as one of the great baseball tournaments he had ever witnessed. And you came up one game short, but man, that you guys really played well and did some really magical things up there. And I think that sort of, I don't know, it seems to me looking back, that was kind of the launching pad for what came after. I mean, the program was always excellent, but it was very shortly after that these guys started knocking these regionals down, beat LSU in a regional, started playing the super regional level. I think that the team you were on was kind of the catalyst for that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we were a really young team that year. You know, I was a sophomore. We had several, like, redshirt freshmen, redshirt sophomores, redshirt juniors, you know, guys that came back. And I think they just built off of that experience playing in Oxford to help them get over that hump. And but yeah, I think what you said about a launching pad, I mean, I think it really showed what Southern Miss is. I think it really showed that the grit and just the toughness of a Southern Miss team. I mean, that last game, the game that we lost, we were down 9-0 in the second inning, and that game finished 12-9. You know, we could have easily rolled over, and they could have beat us by 25. But you know, we just didn't, and we didn't roll over, and you know, we gave it our best, and we, you know, at the end of the day, we still came up short. But you know, I think it was just a really a testament to who we were or who we are as a university, as a team. You know, what Coach Barry always preached, you just never giving up, you know, control the controllables. And and man, it's just I just think it was just probably a launching pad in that sense of just showing really the country how gritty and how tough, you know, the Southern Miss Golden Eagles are and still will always be.
3 minutes left. What's life been for you like since you got into the pros and now you've worked your way all the way up to AAA?
Man, it's been good, dude. I cannot complain. You know, it's been tough. You know, nothing doing something easy isn't worth doing, I think. I've had several injuries, and I think it's just made, you know, getting to these levels, like to the upper levels, even sweeter. You know, going through some of the things I've had to go through, I wouldn't change them. I think God gave me these opportunities, as I like to call them, these injuries as opportunities to come back even stronger. And I'm thankful for it. And, you know, I'm just thankful for this life, man. I mean, it's just it's a dream come true to be able to play baseball every day.
I mean, I can vividly remember us being 7 years old, having that saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to interrupt you. That's what I want to know in the last 2 minutes. Clearly, you guys are buddies. I could tell that the minute that you got on the phone. So tell us, Reed, how do you and this man, Graham Crawford, go back so far?
So I originally am from Oxford. I moved down to Jackson area when I was, I think, 9 or 10, and playing travel ball when we were 9 or 10 years old, something like that. And that's when I got introduced to the Wes Jones boys, as I like to call them. And, you know, playing against him, playing against Dustin Dickerson, Walker Thompson, like guys like that. And, you know, ended up playing with them when we were 11, 12, around that age. Got on the same team as each other and, you know, just known them ever since. And, you know, just...
Hey, for the guys that don't know this, I want to ask you this. You said whenever you stepped on Southern Miss in 2019, you know where he was actually had his schedule to?
Where's that?
You tell?
Yeah, I was going to Pearl River. You know,
he was going to be a Wildcat.
Oh,
we got our schedules on the same day, and 2 days later,
he's gone.
Trimble's gone. Okay. He's headed to Southern Miss.
Yeah.
It was always cool to see. I know for me, as watching as a friend and, of course, a competitor in the same sense, we never really played each other in high school baseball. Of course, Northwest ranking 6A, and we're 4, so we never really got to compete. But as for kids out there that maybe not have gotten recruited in a way that they think, which I can vividly remember us having that conversation sitting there watching before we played the state championship our senior year, tell them how you did it. tell them how you took, I mean, shoot, you hit what, 485 with 11 homers that year?
You talking about in high school?
Yep, senior year.
Yeah, I mean, I was, I wouldn't say I was undersized my senior year. I was pretty average, maybe a little bit above average in size my senior year. I was sort of a late bloomer in that sense. But didn't really get recruited, you know, throughout high school. And, yeah, I mean, I'm thankful
Look where he's at now.
Yeah, and now he's knocking on the door of the bigs.
My dad always told me this saying, man plans, God laughs. And I can assure you, Reed's on the right track.
Hey, Reed, man, we're out of time. But thanks so much for being on the show, man. We're all really pulling for you hard and looking forward to watching you play for the Orioles here very, very soon.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all. God bless y'all. I appreciate it. Thank
you,
brother. For having me.
All right, Reed Trimble. Reed Trimble, everybody. A dog, isn't he?
He can play.
We'll be back.
He can play.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. I want to thank Reed Trimble for joining us. He's up in Durham, North Carolina, playing AAA baseball for the Baltimore Orioles organization. Adam Witten, play-by-play voice of App State, and our good buddy Jack Duggan, sports information director at Southern Miss. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the fourth segment of the show every day. It's a great place for you to go this weekend. Get some cold beers and good sandwiches and catch some ball games. I'm sure the NFL game will be on tonight. 4th Street Bar and Grill, really appreciate their longtime support of our program. On the road tomorrow, Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. That's where we'll be broadcasting from. We're going to hear from football players Hayes Creel and Corey Myrick tomorrow. Also, our good buddy Kevin Mullins will be there. We'll have some other surprises for you. The Eagle Hour on the road tomorrow at Genesis of Hattiesburg. Mo Bay Beignet Company, a great place for a weekend treat. Great beignets, cooked when you order them. 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. And of course, I want to remind you about the Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, that was cool, man. And your man Reed, he's really knocking on the door, isn't he?
He really is. I'm excited to see what the next step is for him. You know, I understand he's been through a lot of injuries, but one thing that I can assure you is there is nobody that is more determined and is not going to let an injury, because it has been continual. Like, I can remember him being, I think it was 12 or 13, first time pulling his hamstring. Mm-hmm. That continued. I remember him pulling in his junior year, and then he pulled it again 1 year in college. There's always something that should or could mentally mess with him to try to get to that next step, but not one time has he put his head down, sold, never. Mm-hmm. He said, well, here it is, fix it, let me get back on the field, because I know if I can play, then that's all I need.
He got cut short, as we said, the COVID year. He was really, really good. I think he said that was his sophomore year. And
COVID was his freshman.
Okay. Then he got drafted and left. How good would he have been if he could have stayed here another couple of years?
Well, I mean, considering he hit over, what did he hit at Southern the second year? 3-4?
Yeah, it was way
three,
up there.
You hit over 340 with 16 homers as a sophomore and play center field that switch hits. The sky's the limit. Mm-hmm. There's no way he would have been here another year. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was a one and done. I don't think anybody could have said this is how good he's going to be, because mm-hmm. definitely that year was showed how good he really was.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if for some reason he did come back one more year,
mm-hmm.
I like a chance in that Super a whole lot better.
And I'm going to tell you something, Graham. He was like a lit stick of dynamite in that Oxford Regional.
Yes, he was. Last year. Oh, my goodness. He was on fire.
He dominated the tournament.
I think he had four. How many? I wish I knew how many home runs he hit that
He
that
had
weekend.
Three or four.
It was a bunch. I know he hit two the last game against Ole Miss that they lost.
Yeah.
But it was
against their best SEC guys, too.
Oh, they had Doug Nikhazy came out of the pen in the sixth of that game after throwing, I'm not mistaken, over 100 pitches like two, 3 days before.
Mm-hmm.
It was
mm-hmm.
one of those deals. Mm-hmm. They didn't have anybody. We didn't have anybody. Mm-hmm. It was Johnny Holstaff.
Slugfest.
Yeah, Johnny Holstaff. And
yeah.
I mean, you're sitting, I can tell you this, SEC stadiums, go look at the numbers. The home runs that are hit there versus Southern Miss are drastic. Why? Well, the field's a lot smaller.
Mm-hmm.
A lot smaller. In the corner, yeah.
Really?
Southern Miss is a big baseball field.
Hmm.
Now, the wind blows out to dead center
mm-hmm.
a lot of the times,
mm-hmm.
whereas Ole Miss is 325 mm-hmm. on the lines,
mm-hmm.
330 in the left, but it plays a lot shorter. The wind blows out the same way there.
Yeah.
Same way at Duty Noble.
You know, I asked you a few weeks ago what was the biggest difference playing in Alabama and playing here, and you answered that in one word. You said family. What do you mean by that?
It's different. It's this. What you just listened to, a guy that probably hasn't been asked about Southern Miss in a couple of years, unless it's brought up in that aspect. But you can hear it by the words and the passion that he has.
You could hear it in his voice.
You knew it.
Yeah.
Because that's how much it means. And I can call any one of those guys. It doesn't matter if they haven't played at Southern Miss for 10, 15 years. I can just about assure you that it's going to be the same outcome, that they're going to think and feel and believe the same thing.
You could hear that. It was coming from his heart, man.
No question. And when Landon Harper's on here on Tuesday, I want you to ask him the same question
mm-hmm.
and just see his response, because I'm willing to bet you they're very similar.
So you're working on that. You're going to get Landon Harper here with us next week.
I can tell you exactly what he said.
All right. We've been communicating with the dog, as we like to call him.
He said his appointment is next Wednesday, so he'll be here.
Good deal. All right. Good day. He's going to be here on the show
Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. He's got a dental deal going.
He's got to get his wisdom teeth out.
So he wouldn't be talking very well on Wednesday afternoon.
You don't want that. We don't want that.
No.
Joe does not want that.
All right. Well, good. We're going to have him here Tuesday. And I want him to be here when you're here.
He's gonna love it.
We look forward to that. Man, we're glad to have you on the show.
I appreciate
it.
Really, I'm glad to be here.
This is fun. And you already know, but you're fixing to see just how addicted to baseball we really are around here.
I can't wait to shed a different light to this, I'm telling you. I'm excited.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're on the road tomorrow, as we've been telling you, at the Genesis of Hattiesburg. We look forward to that. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow at 1. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Keeps on slipping into the future. Slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.